Good morning, students. Today we are going to discuss the 10th chapter, Visualizing Solid Shape, of your mathematics textbook in class 8. Before I start explaining you about the concepts given in this chapter, let us discuss about the shapes which you have studied in class 7. Yes. Now, can you tell me the different shapes which you have studied in class 7? Okay, yes, it is rectangle, square, triangle, circle. Okay, you all are correct. Now, to go further, I would like to explain you that this all are called as two-dimensional figures. And in this chapter, we are going to study further, that is, first about 2D or two-dimensional objects, and thereafter, we'll be taking up 3D shapes, that is, three-dimensional objects. Right? Good. So, the names of the different shapes which you have told have only two dimensions, that is, they can be drawn completely on a sheet of paper. So we define a shape with only two dimensions, that is, length and width only and no thickness, is called two-dimensional shape. Squares, circles, triangles, rectangles are all two-dimensional objects. They are also called as 2D. Now, to go ahead, we see the different shapes life. Like we see rectangular field, or we can have a triangular field also. The shape of any object can be in the form of circle. Right? But not all shapes are having only length and breadth or width. Some objects we see around us are having three dimensions. That is, the shape which can be measured in three directions, and they are called as three-dimensional shapes. These shapes are also called solid shapes. They have length, width and height. They are called as three-dimensional objects or 3D objects. Now, once you have understood the difference between two-dimensional objects and three-dimensional objects, we can discuss the following table where we have to match the shape with the type of shape it has and name of the shape. The first one, can you name it? Yes, it is two-dimensional and it is called as a square. Same way, if you see the second object, it is three-dimensional and its shape is cone. Next is again a three-dimensional object and it is a cylinder. Very good. Next one, it is two-dimensional and it is a triangle. Yes, children, next one, is it two-dimensional or three-dimensional? Very good. It is three-dimensional object and it is called cube. Next one is two-dimensional, which is a circle. Yes, nice. Next one is three-dimensional and it is a cuboid. The last one given in the table is three-dimensional again and it is called as a sphere. Now here I would like to ask you, can you see any difference in the circle and the sphere here? Yes, circle is a two-dimensional object or shape and a sphere is a three-dimensional shape.
across some such shapes where there is combination of different shapes. That is, they are made up of two or more shapes where they are combined end to end. Right? So, if you see the figure, the first one, it is the shape of a tent where a cone is surmounted on a cylinder. Right? Same way, all of you like softy, and that shape is also a combination of a cone surmounted by a hemisphere. That is, hemispherical shape is over a cone. Now, same way, we can have a tomb on a pillar. Right? Now, to go ahead, let us match the picture of the object given with its shape. Here you have an agricultural field. So yes, with which of the shape will you match it? It is a triangular field adjoining a square field, right? A groove. And it is to be, yes, if you see carefully, it is a cone taken out of a cylinder. A cone taken out of a cylinder. Next one is, yes, you must have played with it. It is a toy, and here you see that a hemisphere is surmounted on a cone. Then you have the combination where you see a circular park, a circular path around a circular ground, you can see. And then the last one, a cross path, where you see that two rectangular cross paths inside a rectangular park. Is it clear, children? Now, children, if you see any 3D shape, you can view it from different angles or different directions. Say, if you, as given in the example, if you see the hut, you can view it from the front side, sideway, or we can view it from the top, and accordingly you will get it three views, that is front view, side view and top view. Is it clear? So let me explain it once again. Any 3D shape or 3D object, when is viewed from different direction or side, we get it different view. We can see the object from side, that will be called as its side view. If you view the object from top, it will be called as top view. And similarly, if we just observe it or view it from the front side, it will be called as its front view. Now, children, if you draw a glass, or if you have a glass in your hand, will you be able to draw its side view and top view? Because its side view will be from all direction, its side view will remain the same. So we can get two views in case of a glass, that is side view and top view. Similarly, as given in example 2, if there is a solid made of 4 cubes, and if you see it from the top, front or side, I am confident you all will be able to draw the side view, front view and top view of it. Now the next example is where you have to draw the top and side view of the given objects. Yes, this is correct top view, and similarly you can draw its side view also for both the given objects. Now next is example number 4, that is draw the front view, side view and top view for the given figure where it is a dais, right? So, and it is marked also, so you have to draw the front view, side view and top view of it properly. Yes, okay, are you all Able to draw the three views of the given solid? Right. So, children, in this module of visualizing solid shape, this is the first module, we have discussed about two-dimensional objects, then three-dimensional objects, and with this information you will be able to match the shape of the object, name of the object with the given object. Thereafter, I explained you about combination of different shapes where one shape can be combined with the other one to get a combination of it, right? Next, when we have any 3D shape, we can, as explained to you, we can view it from different directions, and accordingly we can get the top, front and side view of it. But for a 2D shape, from wherever or whichever direction you look at it, it will be of the same shape. No difference will be there, and so we can thus say that 3D shapes, if viewed from different direction, different views can be observed, or we can draw the different views of 3D objects. Now, I hope that you all can write all the three views of a solid object, and now you all will also be able to complete exercise 10.1 of your textbook. Thank you.